It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on The Greg Hill Show? You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Real quick, you ever hear the version of this song off the Godzilla soundtrack?
No.
So the Matthew Broderick Godzilla, not any of the new Godzilla.
Yeah, no, it's the one with the 90s. Where Puff Daddy.
The P. Diddy and Jimmy Page song.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. The Cashmere, no longer a PC to be talking about Puff Daddy these days, that vehicle.
So that took all the headlines because that was on the same album, that was on the soundtrack, and everybody was talking about P. Diddy and Jimmy Page, and like, oh my God, what a collab. Well, Green Day was like, hey, how about this? What if we give you Brain Stew, one of their hits?
Yeah.
We'll just play the song, and then you guys can add Godzilla sound effects in the background.
Nice.
So all it is this song, and then it's... Yeah. A city's getting destroyed. Large lizard monster going down the streets. Same song. Yep. 100%. So you listen to it in the car, and you're like, oh, you get the Godzilla version? Like, yeah.
Yeah, nice, man.
Sweet.
A giant sea monster screaming.
What was the song directly after Brain Stew? They were like A and B on the album?
Because
I like that second. That was the real like...
So Brain Stew's not on Dookie. Dookie is a hit parade.
No. Brain Stew is
Dookie's
on...
all hits.
You're Nimrod.
Nimrod.
So that... Is that right? Nimrod.
Brain Stew is on Insomniac.
Insomniac. That's what we said.
Yeah.
That one wasn't to me as strong an album, but I love Brain Stew. So I forget what the other album or the other song was.
Yeah, but it kicked in.
The one directly after it is Jaded.
Maybe you're thinking of like a mix CD you made, and it's actually a completely different band, and it's not
even at all. The Aerosmith Jaded.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's the one.
Nailed it.
Nah, there was a song right after Brain Stew that kicked in. I bet. Well, they all kind of kick in. Green Day knew what they were doing.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Nimrod. What do you say, Insomniac?
No, Dookie. Yeah, you're saying. And then they did like American Idiot, which or whatever, what people loved.
American Idiot was good.
Play the old stuff.
Yeah, no, American Idiot was good.
That was the first parental advisory CD that I ever bought.
Which was that?
Is that
American
right?
Idiot? American Idiot, yeah.
American Idiot got like way overplayed.
It was like 7 years old when it came out.
Good album, though. It's a good concept.
So you remember that song, the This Is the Time of Your Life? So that came out the year my sister graduated high school, and they played a montage to that, and they were like one of the first to do it.
Seinfeld.
And
then for
the
Seinfeld did it.
Yeah. For the next 20 years, they played that song.
Satin Vitamin C.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Seinfeld on one of their, like, it wasn't
clip
the
shows.
Finale, but yeah, one of the, exactly, one of their clip shows, they had that. Exactly.
I remember that.
What a time.
Oh, my God.
What a time it was.
You're right.
So this is, by the way, is misleading.
Sure is.
Here on Jones.
It's been misleading.
We threw a curveball there. Exceptionally misleading. So what happened today on the Greg Hill Show, Keith?
Well, something was unearthed, I guess, in the Boston Herald as it relates to Brockton High School.
Oh.
And some of the funds being spent.
Okay.
And we have some of it from the morning show as they discussed it.
Received a draft contract before he was hired that listed him as, quote, mentor and head football coach, unquote,
right,
at a salary of $100,000.
That is news to me. Let me get out my calculator, because somebody owes me some money. They owe me.
I can barely hear you over there.
Hold on.
I'm speechless. I just fumbled. Can't believe he fumbled that bag.
No. They owe me $85,000.
They
paid me $15,000 to do this.
So Brockton High School, I guess, is looking for money or how they spent money and everything else. And in this article, it says that Jermaine Wiggins, who famously was at Brockton High as the head football coach for 1 year, one season, one and done, Steve Wilkes, as it were.
Frank Reich. Yeah, sure.
That type. Apparently paid him $100,000. To which he said, well, they owe me 85. And then he was like, I was paid $15,000.
He had to break out the calculator.
$100,000, like you and I were discussing this before. I don't know what high school football coaches make. I have no idea. $100,000, $15,000, do it for free, $200,000. I have no idea what they make.
So I said this.
I can't
imagine.
Like, 100 does seem high to me.
Okay, but we're just talking about this. If you're at a prep school.
Well, if you're like St. Thomas Aquinas down in Florida, like you're probably like getting paid like a college coach.
But public.
Up here?
A public high school in the Northeast. You're not getting $100,000.
I don't think so.
And so I heard them talking about during the crossover. This was brought up. I guess the whoever wrote this story for the Boston Herald didn't reach out to either Brockton High School nor the superintendent rather, nor Wiggy.
No, but they just kind of threw out the fact that he got 100 grand.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I didn't.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard? He got 100 grand. You know what?
Put it in the paper.
You know what I heard? They're eating their pets. I mean, that's basically what this story was.
Anywhere you go, pets are being eaten. But so 100 grand, Wiggy's like, if I was getting paid 100 grand, I'd still be coaching there.
Excellent.
Making it sound like it was his choice, which I'm not entirely sure is the case. But,
that's fine.
That's neither here nor there.
All right, 15, I'd coach some high school.
15 grand, you'd coach high school football?
Probably.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a time commitment. Yeah, it's a time commitment. Yeah, practices, two-a-days.
Make some bets on my phone.
Would you be an offensive coach or a defensive coach?
Good question.
Yeah.
I like to fancy myself an offensive guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe drawing up plays.
QB waggle.
You and Scheim drawing up a scheme.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear Scheim wants to get his play into Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, what do you say? Is he big on the dagger concept?
Is that what he said?
I think it's what he said.
I didn't hear that. I did hear Mayo say as long as it's a running play.
He's like, oh, is that what he said? I don't have any of those.
Yeah,
like Mike Leach's offense.
As long as it's
here.
A running play, you can run it.
Hot route! Yeah. Red seven!
Yeah, QB waggle again, coach.
QB waggle.
Run the play.
Can we do like a boot? Like I just want a big boot. Actually, that was one of Jacoby Brissett's most successful plays when he started his rookie year.
Yeah, yeah.
When Garoppolo was hurt. Remember big boot around the
running wild.
Running wild against the Texans.
Running wild. Yeah, no, 15K. Actually,
15K.
Take an extra 15K. I'll sit there on my phone. Run it again, guys.
Okay.
make some bets.
Run it again.
I have to try hard.
Because that's the thing is how much of a year-long commitment is it?
I don't want to drive to Brockton every day. That's what I don't want to
do. You would have to do that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
And then
can I coach remote? can I zoom in?
I could be. I'm not sure about Andy Hart would have a better sense of this. But, is the spring football, is that just, captain's practices? Like, how much?
Off-season
how many
stuff are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
because if it's just September through the Thanksgiving game, okay.
Yeah.
You can wrap your head around that.
That's
15 grand for that?
Yeah. Seasonal.
100 grand for that?
100 grand
big
for that.
Difference there, by the way.
It's a bit of a gap.
It's a huge gap.
it's a bit of a gap in the reporting.
Well, it said 100. It's like, I got paid 15. Oh. All right. Well,
taxes
we'll
kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, smoked.
Rounding up. Yeah, it's tax excuses. That's a good point, Billy.
Maybe it was under the table. 15 grand under the table.
It's a good point.
A one-time envelope drop. There you go. You've been paid $15,000 an envelope?
Yeah, pop,
thick envelope.
Pop by the D'Angelo's in Brockton. Slide you $15,000.
That's not how you spell citizen.
No, it's not.
Yeah. If it was really $100,000, though, I said this to Wiggy, I'd undercut him for 90.
You do it for 90?
99.
They're like, hey, guys.
I probably got to do 90. They're not going to
do it for 99. Jermaine Wiggins go, but we did get midday radio host Adam Jones.
They just love WEI hosts.
That's just everybody they get into coach.
They love the radio station.
I don't know.
We love that Brockton High School.
How did Brockton do week one post Wiggy? Because that's something like Belichick keeping an eye on Mayo. You got to imagine Wiggy's keeping an eye on Brockton.
A great point. How did they do?
Because if they didn't do great last year, but if
no,
they do well,
they didn't.
This year,
no, that's true.
What if they're 9-2 this year? Wiggy might not get another gig.
That's kind of what we're talking about with Bill, though.
Yeah, right.
Right, but what if they're winless?
What if they go 0-for?
Yeah.
Then Wiggy doesn't look so bad.
If you're Wiggy, these are high school kids.
Maybe you bring them back like Joe Gibbs.
If you're Wiggy, these are high school kids, but right. You should be rooting for them to go winless, right?
Yes.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, you have
I'd
to.
Absolutely be like,
makes you look way better.
F them kids. I'm rooting for a winless season.
I think so.
I'm rooting for a goose egg. Don't absolutely, if I'm Wiggy, no questions asked.
These kids are old enough. They're 14.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You can root
they're,
that.
They're in high school, definitively. And so, yeah, I think
how about
you can
this
do that.
Text? Channel 5 also said that Wiggy made $100,000 to coach.
Fake news.
Man, it is fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, hashtag fake news.
Wiggy's getting just dragged through the mud here.
Yeah, open.
Involved in a. He thought, hey, that year at Brockton is over. I can look behind me, but nope.
Huh.
Man, it's wild.
Open the books, Brockton.
Yep.
Open the books. I'm being told to never sing Green Day again. Text line 37937. I thought that went pretty well.
That was good.
Additionally, bring back Scheim Karaoke. That was also a
Karaoke Tuesday was pretty big. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's misleading each and every day. We revisit something from the Greg Hill Show. How much money did Jermaine Wiggins get paid by Brockton High School to coach last season? Either $100,000 or $15,000. Nothing in between.
Nope, one or the other.